was a tornado, but that's not necessarily a wintertime storm.
No, well, I've changed that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. And then in Clearwater, what type of?
Hurricanes.
Do you have any other type of names for, you know, these types of bad storms?
Cyclones, but I don't really know what that is. You know, that's a hurricane, I guess. Tornadoes, hurricanes, wind funnels, that's all that I know of.
And when you're talking about the people who work to protect us, you know, possibly from fire or to enforce law and order, how would you refer to these types of people?
You mean collectively? Just public servants, I guess.
Okay, well then how would you designate between the
policeman, fireman.
Do you have any other terms that you would use?
No, every once in a while I say cop, but I don't say it much.
And then, if a person possibly were sitting in his car and arrested for public drunkenness, where might they have to spend the night?
The jailhouse.
Okay. What is it that a policeman carries, you know, for protection?
A gun.
Yeah, and then the what are the different various types of handguns? That you could own?
Well, you could just have different calibers, like a 22 or a 45 or a 38.
What would be a pistol? Is that a certain term? I don't know
about. Well, I think a pistol, I think all handguns must be pistols. And then there are different calibers of pistols. The caliber is the size of bullet. And then I don't really know specifically what the difference is between an automatic and a revolver. I think they're both the same. I think an automatic probably is used more often where the bullets come up to the chamber through a clip, whereas a revolver, the bullets are put in a cylinder and it goes round and round and puts them into the chamber. But they're both automatic. More time, every time you pull the trigger, you make a shot until you run out of bullets. Whereas there are probably some single-shot pistols that are not automatic, just like there's single-shot rifles that are not automatic.
What other type of weapon other than a gun might a policeman carry?
Well, they probably carry blackjacks. I'm not sure, but they probably do.
What is that?
It's a short piece of leather with a piece of lead in the end of it that you can knock somebody over the head with.
And knock them
out. I feel sure they do. Because that's just a replacement for the old time billy. They used to carry, you know, wooden billy clubs that they could club people with.
Knuckles.
I don't think they carry black brass knuckles.
What about a baton or a nightstick?
Well, the nightstick was the old-time billy. I don't think they care anymore.
Now, what about some of the people that policemen habitually
harass
or arrest? What different types of people would this be?
Well, I just don't think there's any question whatsoever but what they harass long-haired people.
Okay. What about people that they actually arrest?
Long hairs. Seems to be their chief target nowadays. Secondly, is young people. And I don't really think that they persecute blacks. I really don't.
Well, people who are actually breaking the law that they arrest.
They're criminals.
Okay, and so what are the different types of criminals that they could be?
Burglars.
Right.
Robbers.
About women
burglars.
That stand on street corners.
Prostitutes?
Yeah.
I guess so.
What about if they go and raid a place where several prostitutes work? How would you denote this? What would you call it? Do you have any?
Well, I guess I would say that they raided a dive.
What would you call a manager of a prostitute?